Daf Lamed Amid Beis by the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Bekulam Shahoyu Behen Kiddushin Oigerishin Besofik. We learned there are Tesvov Arayis, the 15 Arayis, the Pater, the Tzores, Minachlitze, Minayibum. And what is if this Esofik, if the Elve got married to the Mace? Or there's a suffix if the Erve got keget from the Mace. Shizicha was married to the Mace. And there's a suffix if she got keget from the Mace. So what is the din with the Tzores? Let's say in the first case. If the Erve got married, so now she's a Tzores Erve. So she doesn't fall a Yibum. Or in the second case, it's a suffix if she got keget. So now she should fall a Yibum. So whenever there's a suffix, arei elu hatzores, chilzois v'loy misyabmois, is the tzores are chilets v'loy misyabmois. Let us see Rashi. V'kulon tesvov arayis, shohoyu behen lo'ochiv hameis, the brother that died, had in these arayis, kidushei suffix oy girushei suffix. Havi tzorose, so the tzore is sofik tzoras erve. She's a sofik, maybe she's not a tzoras erve. Dilme igarsha erve, maybe the erve got keget, so now she's a sofik if she still is a tzoras erve. Oligabi kedushin, dilme loy mekatsha, maybe the erve never got married to her husband. So it's a sofik bechlal, maybe she's not a tzores erve. Maybe she is a tzores erve. Harei eilu hatzores chilzeitz, v'loi miftaron b'v'loi klum. So they get chalitza, dilme lav tzores erve. That means you can't patter them, because maybe they're not a tzores erve. But you can't be miyavim them. Dilme tzores erbi. Now the Mishnah is going to explain what exactly I was speaking about. Keitzad sofik kedushin. What is the case of sofik kedushin? Zorak lo kedushin. That means Reuben was married to an isha, and now he threw kedushin to a person who is an Erva on the Yovel. Let's be Megashim, the Inyan. He wanted to marry the daughter of the Yovel, the daughter of his brother. Zorak lo Kedushin, and he threw Kedushin to her. Sofik Korev loy, and Rosin Rashi explains it that they were standing in an 8 Amma area. The first 4 Amis is his, the second 4 Amis are hers. Dalad Amis, Chazal wa Mesakin, is Koine, either Bishus Arabim, or Al Kaponim Besimte. And he went and he threw to her Kesef Kedushin. Now, and 2 Edom are watching this, and he says, Areit Mekadeshesli. Sofik, but there's a Sofik Korev Loi. There's a Sofik. When he threw it, it never went out of his daladamas. It's still in his daladamas. Sofik korev lo. It's a sofik. Maybe it went to her daladamas. Did she get married or didn't she get married? And the dafkamin is lagabi the tzore. Is did the tzore become a tzore serve? And now you're not allowed to be miyabim her. Or she's not a tzore serve. So the Mishnah said, she's chayletzes, v'loy mishyabemes. Zeu sofik kedushin. That is the case of sofik kedushin. Let us see Rashi. Sofik korev loy, shehoyu ches amois mitzumtzomeis beineim. There was a distance of exactly 8 amis between the ish and the isha. Birshus Arab.
V'dalad ames koine sham. And dalad ames is koine. V'zolkei. And he threw the kesef kedushin to her. Safik b'dalad ames akoriv lo. Is a safik, maybe the kesef kedushin went into her dalad ames. Safik b'dalad ames akoriv lo. So this is the case of safik kedushin. Safik gerushin. So here the Mishnah says other cases in Gansen, and the Gemara will be mefarish, why did we say the same thing? He threw a get to the Yerba. Safik korav lo, safik korav lo. That the Gemara is going to speak about. But the Mishnah says another case of safik gerushin. Three cases of safik gerushin. Kosav b'chsav yodoi ve'ein olav edip. A person wrote a get, b'chsav yodoi, and he gave it to her. The get, it says the nusach haget, there's no edim on it, but it was written b'chsav yodoi. Case number one. Case number two, yesh olav edim ve'ein b'izman. You have a kosher get, edim agechasmet, but there's no date on the get. Case number three, yesh b'izman. Ve'ein boi ela eid echad. There's only one echad gechasmet on the get. So this of zehu sofik geirishin. This is a loche of sofik geirishin. That means if such a thing happened, if a person gave one of these three gets to the erve, so the din is, bitzare is chayletzas v'loi misyabemes. If he'd give a good get, so the tzara would be misyabemes. But he gave such a get, so this is also, here's the halacha of a safik geirishin, and chaletzis v'loi misyabemes. Now let us see Rashi. Kosav b'chsav yodoi. The kaimalon, hoitzi olov k'sav yodoi, shulchayiv loi, a person has a malve took out a ksav yodoi, shulchayiv loi. That means someone lent someone else $100, and now he wants to be given $100. And the proof that he lent him $100 is a ksav yad. That means yena wrote, or yena chasmid anashtar, I borrowed from you $100. Is goive minechosim b'nei chayrim. So the din is that the malve can use the shtar, and is goive minechosim b'nei chayrim. That means all the nechosim that are birshus haloive, it can be goive the $100. Alme ksav yodoi b'loi edim milsehi. So we see ksav yodoi is something. Now let's elaborate a little on this Rashi. This is not a posha to Rashi. Rashi, it seems, had a kasha. Why is this a good get? L'chayre, we need edim chsumim on a get. Edim make it a get. So where do we see if the baldova alone writes a shtar that it has, that it's good? So Rashi brought a raya. Rashi Boderai, it says, Hoitzi olav ksav yodoi shulchayiv loi. If a person, if a malve has an IOU that was written by the loive, so goivim nechosim nechayrim. So it's bezden will be goivim nechosim nechayrim with the shtar. So you see that a ksav yad gives it a din shtar. So, who adin aksav yad will give it adin get. The Ritva asks Akasha and Rashi. He says it's no comparison. He says, what did Rashi see? Let me just say over the Loshen of Ritva. Hosom raya bilchud boy. There, all you need is a raya that he borrowed $100 from him. For ike, ye varaye, doi dos baldin, ke me eidim dome. Ye vay dos baldin. You just have to know, did he borrow $100? Didn't he borrow $100? He signed, he borrowed $100. I know he borrowed $100. He borrowed $100. Finished. So that's all you need. Aber gabi get krisis binan. He need a safer krisis. So mehechi teisi, this should be good. Now let us understand what the Ritva is asking on Rashi, and then let us try to understand what Rashi held. So the Achayne, my son Rav Nochem, the Magi and the Ritva, say the Ritva was asking a Meiridike Kasha on Rashi. There's a din of Birl, to be Mevara something. Did this person borrow $100? Didn't this person borrow $100? In Hilchas Biru, so there's a din, he does, but in Kemeidim Dom. He said he borrowed, so he's Naman, he borrowed. But that doesn't give it a din shtar. If he'll come to Bezdin, he'll say, I borrowed $100. So finish. I know he borrowed $100. He said he borrowed. So he wrote, I borrowed $100. So he wrote here. So I know he borrowed $100. I have a Biru that he borrowed $100. Now he can be goyver from him. But a get in order, you need a safer krisis, you need a star. A star makes the krisis. So he wants to give a get. I see he wrote a get, he wants to give a get, but it has to become a star. Where did Rashi see that that a ksaviyad gets a teire star? Where did Rashi see this? That kasha the Ritva. This is pshat in the Ritva's kasha. So now we have to understand, so what did Rashi hold? So Rav Nochem wants to say two pshotim in Rashi. That Rashi held like this. 100% true, there's a klal haidos baldin kemei eidim domi. But you know, haidos baldin only works if a person is moidim bezdin, or if a person is moidim bifnei eidim. So then, he's moidim. So, that's he said, he owes party. But he says, here, there was no Haidah Bebezdin, there was no Haidah Bifnei Edim, so he wrote, I owe $100,000, that's worthless, that doesn't mean anything. See, if you say this, just like the Zalacha Edim, Achsumim Arshtar, Mishanim Srei Dusam Bebezdin, the Zalacha of Shtar, that what is written in the Shtar, is Ki'ilu, it was set over in Bezdin. So if we will assume that by Ksav Yodai, it also has a din shtar. So then we understand why his Hedos Baldin helps. But if Ksav Yodai can't give it a din shtar, so Rashiel, there's no Hedos Baldin. He was made it. To was he made it to? Sometimes a person writes on a paper, it's a piece of paper that has a din of a Hedos Baldin. So from that we see that it has a Teir shtar take. There's a din eidim achsubim achshtar kimishinim usraim idusim bebezin, like they, what they are writing in the shtar is equivalent to they said it over in Bezin. So we see that Ksav Yodai has a teire shtar. Ksav Yodai is a teire shtar, so just like it works by Heitzel of Ksav Yodai, so there's a teire shtar, legabe get also. That what the din is, that goyvim in the chosim b'nei chayrim, just let's just explain the din. Goyvim in the chosim b'nei chayrim is as follows. Like this, if the loive, when someone borrows money, his kakois become mishubid to the malve. The malve has a right to mon from his kakois. And what if he sells his kakois? So the malve is a right to mon from the lekuches. We hold shibuda deraisa. She could mon from the lekuches. But there's a problem. The lekuches can taine that they were unaware that this kalka was a kalka mishubedes. So the chazal were mesakin, when can you mon from lekuches if there was a shtar on the halbo? A shtar normally, which is gechasmet with eidim, there's a koil, and there was a koil that Yena borrowed money this and this day, and therefore the lekuches could have been aware that this kark is a kark of mishubedes, so therefore they had no right to buy this kark, to purchase this kark, and if they're buying this kark, they should realize that it's a kark of mishubedes, and they're taking the risk that if the malva will want to come, he could be gave this kark from them. But that is only if there's a keil. So if there was a keil, there was an espousim, that there was a halvor, so memele, so then one can learn from lekuches. Ksav yodoi, even though it has a hilchish shtar, the gabe, it's called kenimser, I do some bebezn, but there's no keil. There's no keil, so the lekuches were unaware that this karka was ever mishubit. So from lekuches you can't mum, from b'nei chayrim you could mum. Goive minachosim b'nei chayrim. Okay, let's just say, that's one mahalach of Nochaman to say pshat and Rashi. Yesh olav edim ve'ein boizman. Kosuf. There's edim, but there's no zman written in the shtar. Or yesh boizman, or there is a zman written in the shtar, ve'ein boi elo edechot. Ve'ein eksav yodei shel bal. It's not eksav yodei. Zeu sofik gerishin. This is called sofik gerishin. Damrinim im seches gitten gimel gitten psulim. Vim niseis avlad kosher. That these three gitten are apostle lichatchila. You should never use such a get. But if she got married already, so we say avlad kosher that the child is not a mamza. Ve'elohen kosher b'chsab yodim. V'ochinami, so that's the Gemara Gittin. So by us, chaylatzes tzorosa. So also, in such a case, the tzore will need chalitze. Kiven de gitahu, since it is a get. Dim niseis avlat kosher, so since it is a get, so we can't say that the tzore is a tzores erve and she's muta leshuk. We mata yevama leshuk. She's really not a tzores erve. The get me'ikar adin is a kosher get. The loim is yabemis, but afal pikein, you cannot be miyabim the tzore, kiven the lav gita ma'al yuhu, it's not a preferable get, the kori luhu posol lechatchile, it's called gimel gitim psulim, Chazal gave a psul on it. Hilkach ishor islay, so if you'll be mate yibum, omri inshi tzoras elve misyabemis. That means this get has a shame psul on it. So people might jump to the conclusion, that was apostle a get, and you're still making yibum. Oh, so tzaraya kibim yabba tzoras elve. Big more boy, amai loy nokat nami begeirish and sofi korev loy. The Gemara asks why. By Gerishin, we had a beautiful tzir of Sofi Kedushin, Sofi Korav Loi, Sofi Korav Lo. We have the same tzir by Gerishin. Let us see Taisvis. Kosav b'chsav yodai. Meforish ri b'rameya. So the ri b'rameya says, so if we would learn pshat in the Gemara literally, that means that he wrote Biksav Yodai the get. The whole Nusach get, whatever it is, he wrote it Biksav Yodai. Before Yishri Berab Meir, Afilu Ein Kan Elach Simash Yodai. He doesn't have to write the get. Afilu, he wrote his signature underneath the get. That's also equivalent to Kosov Biksav Yodai. Vechein, Hodis Nan, Hoitzi Olav Ksav Yodai. So it also doesn't mean that he wrote, I owe you so much money. That means, could be there was a nusach that Yenna wrote that I owe you $100, and he signed underneath it. That's also in the category of kosav b'ksav yodai. V'chaim muchach b'perik sheini d'ksubis, and Taisvi says, I'll prove it to you. Because the Gemara says in the second perik d'ksubis, d'omar abayim, Lelechavi inish chsimas yodai, ella achaspe oyareshe de megilta. The Gemara says in Ksubis, sometimes Bezdin wants to see what his signature is. So instead of coming to Bezdin and looking over the shtar, if that is his signature, it's not a signature, so send him to Bezdin his signature, and Bezdin will be able to compare if they have a shtar, if this is his true signature or not. So the Gemara says, you have to be, when you're writing a signature, be very careful on what you're writing it on. When you're writing a signature to send to Bezdin, this might get lost, and someone might find it, and that's all you need. You have your signature, So someone will write on top of it, I owe $1 million to Beryl, and then you have your signature underneath it, and that's it. And you've got the tzoris. So the Gemara says, L'lechavi inish chsime shodi, he shouldn't show his signature, ela achasbe, a piece of cheres which is possible to be a star, oy areshe de megilte, or on the top, if you sign on top of the page. On top of the page, so b'meila, you're not signing under any documents. Why? Dilme mashkech inish deloy maili. Maybe someone will find this paper with your signature on it, and in the snan eitzik savyode, and you'll be in hot water. So b'meila, so Tosfos says, al kaponim, he says, if we would learn kasebach savyode means he wrote the shtar. So what's wrong with the signature? So you see from the Gemara that who adin if he's undersigned a document that's also called Kosov Ksav Yodai. The Gemara brings a raya from Hoitzi Ksav Yodai to this din that he shouldn't go and write a signature. This is not Ksav Yodai. So you see that's also called Ksav Yodai to sign underneath a document that also is a din of Ksav Yodai. Let us see the Bach. He has observed a better deal, it seems. Okay, we'll start with Oymeri. We'll do a little bit to start with Oymeri. The Kosa b'ksav yodai v'ein olav eidem posel. Why is it a posel again? Mishum zman, v'yochel lahagdim zman k'moy sheyirtze. That means chazal b'masakin zman. Why were they misaken as man? The Gemara says in Gittin for two reasons. Shema yechapa al basa choysoi. That means if a person married a woman who was a shtickle relative of his basa choysoi, his niece, let's say she'll be mezane, and then he knows it's a bitter geschäft, she was mezane, and they'll kill her, so he'll write a get without his man, and they'll give her the get, and all time there, and she'll have the get, and she was get 4 months ago. I mean, she was a pnuya when she was mezana. So therefore, chazal and mesakin, you have to write a zman. And then there's another reason, als peiris. And the time of peiris is, the Gemara says in Gittin, kivin she nosan daito ligarsho shuv lesle peiris, lebal. That means, that let's say a person writes a get, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, and he wants to get his wife. He wrote a get, and the Chas Medeid, this is Rosh Chodesh Nissen. It was given over to Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So the Gemara says, that Tachsim Rabbi Yechanan holds, that when, or the one who holds his peiris, that when did he lose the peiris? He lost the peiris as soon as he wrote the get. That means he gives it a month later, but the peiris of the Nichsei Meluk are hers from then. So now we have to know when did he write the get. So therefore, Chazal was misaken this month. So now let's see how the Bach brings down the kasha. Vim Taima. So Kosov Bechsav Yodai is no good, because if there's aiding that Achas from the get, so we know that this man is a true man. If he is the one that wrote the get, so we can't rely on this man. Im hu choshud lahagdim zman, if he's choshud to be magdim azman, v'laseis im ha'isha knunye ala lakuches bepeire shamoche v'zman ha'kosav adachshov. If he's choshud to be magdim dizman, so you know he could do a meirudik azach. That means he could sell, let's say the get was written Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So theoretically, he loses the peiris Rosh Chodesh Nissen. He's not allowed to sell the peiris from Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Now he's going to go, and let's say he's going to write a falsh zman. He'll write a falsh zman that this get was written other Rosh Chodesh other. Now from Rosh Chodesh other to Rosh Chodesh Nissen, he was selling the peiris of Nichsei Meluk. And no one ever knew about it because the get wasn't written there. But now, she's gonna come with the get, he's gonna give her a get of Rosh Chodesh Adar, she's gonna come to the Kuchas Rabbeisai, you purchased peiris which did not belong to my husband, he had written the get Rosh Chodesh Adar, no man shall I kidin. And we'll see, Taisa says, now the Shaila is, if he wants to give his wife a get, so why is he all of a sudden so good-hearted, and he's going to go out of his way and write a false man that she should be able to manpay the Shalai Kedin? So Taisa says we have to be a little realistic, that a get is a get, but a business is business. That he would enjoy to make a knunya with her, if she'll agree, and he'll agree. So this is that means he needs her and she needs him for the knunya. For married life, they're finished already, but for the knunya, they still need each other. So memele, he would write a mugdam dikizman. So he'll write a zman from other, and she'll take this get, and she'll go to lekuchas, and she'll mon the payers from the lekuchas, and they'll split 50-50. Shaina geschäft. So memele, so Taisus asks, the half a piece of garsha, even though he wants to give her a get, chayshin leknunya. That one thing has nothing to do with another. Kedah chayshin b'seiv shnayim oichsim gabi shayve. Im kain, anan loy nismay chalazman akosu, famay posu. So Taisa says if the whole reason is out the inyan, we can't rely on this man, so why do you have to pass the get? Don't rely on this man. Kosov b'ksav yodai. Well, if he does such a thing, we'll say, since there were no edim, we can't rely on this man. So we can't rely on this man. Finished. So we have nothing what to worry about. I just have to passel to get. Say, you can't rely on this man. Finished. We won't rely on this man. V'yeshloima. Let's see the Lashon Haba. The vade ain't in them 100%. 100%. We don't rely on this man. 100%. V'loy samchin in hazman hakosav boy. So what's wrong? Olakach poslu. The lefomim tavsid de ishom. Shaloi kedin. Now we'll go back to Taisus. Not so, because the woman could lose sometimes. Shaloi kedin. Perish and mishas hazman adan esin them. That means like this. 100%. We can't rely on this man. So memele, when we look at a get with Azman, and the Azman says Rosh Chodesh Nissen, in other words, really written Rosh Chodesh Nissen, it was given over Rosh Chodesh here, but it's really written Rosh Chodesh Nissen, we won't trust the Azman, so we'll say, you got to get Rosh Chodesh here, from Rosh Chodesh here, the Peres belongs to you, because we won't rely on the Azman. So you know what we did now, by not relying on the Azman, we're Nebuch Mafsid the Isha. Theoretically, the Peres belongs to her from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Avok shenifselenu, but when we passel the get, loy tafsid shaloi kedin, then she's not losing. The bedinu shaloi titreif, the hodein labal Peres mishas ksive vechsime, haino davke beget kosher. So Taisha says, that haloche, that mishen nosan ein of legarsha shuv les le peres nosan garsha, when he wrote a kosher get, if we passel the get, so that's not called nosan ein of legarsha, because it's a passel a get, so the maisa the peres don't belong to her, so the maisa she's not losing shaloi kedin. So moira de kezach, this is das teire, that means like this, peres she won't get tzivus. The diyun is not. The diyun is, they say over a maisa, once someone came to the Briska Rav, a woman came to Briska Rav with a chicken, a shayla. And the Briska Rav was looking and glaring and mamish. The woman, that she him is geworden from the whole thing, Rebbe, it's not worth the whole chicken already. So the Briska Rav said, it's not the chicken, the shayla is the chamoyredik shayla. I mean, here chazal, it's mamish moyredik. Chazal, the shayla wasn't if she's going to lose the peiris. I mean, that's not the shayla. To ensure she should get the peiris, she should get those peiris from this one. The shayla, she shouldn't lose shaloi kedin. If it's a possible get, kum tetakenish the peiris. That was the oftu of Chazal. The lemaisis, someone should not lose shaloi kedin. The din is not the money that they will get, they won't get, the payers they will get, they won't get. There shouldn't be an avle in a get that was in Miksav Yodei that she's losing Shaloi Kedin. So long as she's not losing Shaloi Kedin, so we accomplish something. So they passel the get that she shouldn't lose Shaloi Kedin. Yesh by Zman v'ein by Ela Idechot. Hanach Gimel Gittim Psulim, all these three Gittin are possible. Vim Nisa is Havlad Kosha. And then she got mad at Havlad Kosha, because now Beg Basra the Gittin. L'man de Meforesh Hoslem, there's a Machloikas in the Gemara in Gittin, what's Yesh Boiz Man Ve'ein Boi Ela Eidechot. So what's the case over there? So one man the Yomel says, it's Ksav Yodoy Ve'eidechot. You have that the Baal wrote the get. There is a Zman, and there is an Eidechot also. Sheninu. So L'chayres Ataisus says a Kasha. So why does he have to say Ksav Yodoy Ve'eidechot is good with the Eved? I feel like Ksav Yodoy alone without an Eidechot is good. Is it's the reish ksav yodoi ve'ein olaveidim lashmina davlat kosher? It says here two halachas. L'chatchila it's possible, but the evidence is kosher. So the first bov is telling me that ksav yodoi alone, I feel like with adonai dechod is b'diavad kavlat kosher. And the safe also lashmina, and the safe is coming to tell us. The aim by Ella Eidechot, it's a chashmin nefelochi loytinosi lechatchilim. That even though there's an Eidechot plus the Ksav Yodai, lechatchilah, she shouldn't get married. So the Mishnah is to understand us two distinct halachas. There's a din lechatchilah, she shouldn't get married even though you have Ksav Yodai ve'eid. There's a din b'di evid, the get is a get, a filah there was only Ksav Yodai alone. That's if you learn ksav yodei ve'eid shaninu. Uleman di yomar de ksav seifa ve'eid shaninu. If you hold ksav seifa ve'eid shaninu, nechush shema hak seifa kosvei le'islamit, bezolke la'ashpe v'chstima olav ha'isha eidechot. V'ktois is amirad kekashe. If it's ksav seifa ve'eid, so you need two eidim on a get. So where do you have two eidim? One eid chasma, that's one eid. The ksav seifer, the seifer wrote a get. The seifer wrote a get, and the Yankel is getting rochel and dust and finished. So where, you have eidis from the seifer that this is true? Maybe the seifer was just practicing how to write a get, and so God's chayski coming that he did this name and this name, but you don't have two eidim bechlal. No, a seifer will never write a get and then be careless with it because he realizes that a shekelech michshel could come about. So memele, if with this get is in circulation, that she got a hold of this get, so mistame it was given over. So beikaradin we consider that what the get was not torn up from the seifa, and we have another aid on this also. So beikaradin is consider there's two aidim that are made on the get. Mikol makim lechoshem seifa ve'aid kishne aidim legarish berlechatchilim. But we don't consider this ki ilu, it's mamish to aidim lechatchila to use again. Abak upon him, but the yevet it's a kosher again. Zakti Gemara. Ve'ilu begeirishin, sofik korev loy, sofik korev lo loiktoni. The Mishnah said by Kedushin, Safik Karav Lai, Safik Karav Lai. So Safik, did he marry the Erva, didn't he marry the Erva? That's a Safik Kedushin. And the Tzorah is Cheletzes. By Gerishin, the Mishnah said a case, Kosu B'Chsav Yodai. Different cases. The Mishnah did not mention a similar case by Gerishin. Safik Karav Lai, Safik Karav Lai, Ketani. My time. Why not? Omar Rabbe, Isha Zu Becheskas Heta Leshuk Emedes. Umisofik Ato Bolo Isro Alters Reno Misofik. Now Rabbe said a Moiridikish Diktoire. Rabbe said as follows. He had an Isha who was a Tzoras Erve. That means she was a Tzora to an Erve. Now, what halachis does a Tzoras Erve have? So one of the halachas of a tzoras erva is that if her husband will, now she's an eishes ish, but if her husband will die, she's mutter l'shuk. A tzoras erva does not fall liable. So that halacha, that she was nischazik in that's the din of a tzoras erva. So she has a cheskas heter la'osid. That means if the husband will die, she'll be mutter l'shuk. She's not now mutter l'shuk, but if the husband will die, she'll become mutter l'shuk. Now, something happened. A suffix get was given to the erva. So now the husband died, but now I don't know, l'maisa, so what happened? Was the erva geget? Was the erva not geget? So Rabbi was mechadish, so we have this chazoke. She was oimid. That when the husband, before this maisa of the get, she was oimid, that she'll become mutter l'shuk, ayidei mises bailom. She was nischazik with that heter. And now you're clearing a shaila. Was there heishtanus? Did her status change? Did this suffix get change her status? So there's a klal of chazoke that you don't change a status unless you know klal that there was a change. Mi suffix, you don't change a status. So her status was, her matzav was, that she's becheskas heter l'shukai medes kshiyamus bailo. So we say, you can't ask her misofik. You leave her on that status. Let us see Rashi. Ve'ilu begeirish in sofik korev lo iloiktoni. Tohosom afilu chalitze nami loy boitzerosom. In there, the tzara doesn't need chalitza. She's mutter l'shuk. Finished. My time. Amarabe ishezu becheskes heter l'shuk emedes koydum lochem. Before that, she was becheskes. Im yomus bailo. If her husband will die, she will become mutter l'shuk. Shrei tzores ervei. She's a tzores erva, so she's becheskas kshayomus bailo tutalishuk. Umisofik atabola oisro shemo, maybe her status change. Shemo nisgarsha o erva is alta isrena misofik. So misofik, you have no right to change her status, her matzav. Avo bahanech gimel gittin, lav misofik asrina lo. The Gimel Gittim is not Viyasa Misofik. The Gito, this is a kosher get, or Shein Minamufcha, it's not a preferable get. So we call it a get posel lechatchila, but this is a get. So Mamela, if this get was given to the Erve, so then she's Ois Tzores Erve. So Mamela, that's why she's Zichan Yitz Chalitza. Om Alei Abaye. So Abaye says, oh, so your Machadish is a new chazoke. That means Rabbi was machadish, there's a new din of chazoke. Like this, we know chazoke if we have now a matzev bowl. And we learn that the matzev change, we say the matzev didn't change. For example, how do we know the din chazoke? We learn now from Nega, that the Koyin went and saw a Nega on the base Hamanuge, and he saw the Nega, and the Nega had the Shir Tume. The Koyin walks out of the house, he shuts the door, and he says that the house is Tomei. So the shaila is, how do you know that when you said Tomei, the Nega had the same size? Maybe the Nega got smaller. How could you say Tomei? So that's the din of Chazoke. So there is a Chazoke, that means we know now the Nega had a Shir Tomei. So we say the Nega did not change. Here there was no Cheska, she wasn't Mutter Nalashuk. She doesn't mutter the shalos that she become also. She had a chazoke that she's oimed to become mutter ayidei misas bailo, and now I'm clearing that oimed become nishtane. And Rabbi said that also is a din chazoke. So Abalai Abai Ihochi, if there is such a chazoke, b'ktushin ami neima. Isha zu, what does it say? What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says there's a suffix. There was an Isha that was married to a husband. And she was oymid lehis yabim when her husband will die. And then the husband went and made a suffix kedushin in an elve. So the Mishnah says she's cheletzes, the loymis yabemis. So Abaye said, according to Rabbi Ihochi, bikdushin nami neime, isha zu becheskas hetali yavamimedis. She was becheskas, before the husband made the suffix kedushin, she was becheskas that when her husband will die, she'll be mutter to the yavam. Now we have a suffix that her status changed through this suffix kedushin with the yelve. She shouldn't ask her to the yavam. So say, the same shtick tayra what you said. Just like you said, you don't ask her at tzoras elve lishuk because of a suffix gerishin of the yelve. So you shouldn't ask her a isha li yavam because of suffix. Maybe she became a tzoras elve. She be matter li yav. So the Gemara answers that Rabbi geantwortet as well. Hosam lechumre. He says, you're right 100%. 100%? The din is take that meiker adin, she's becheskes heter liyavam. And meiker adin, the yavam is permitted to be miyabam ha. This suffix kedushin in the erve will not change her status of heter. Mikadin, she's mutalis yab. But they made a chumra, they said, let's be frumach. I mean, you have to go everything like, not everything has to be exactly to the din. It could be a little machmer also. Let him give chalitza. If he'll give chalitza, so it's also good. I mean, chalitza is mafkiya the zikya, and fillo on the tzad that she became a tzoras elva, so nothing happened. So the chumra, they said that she should have chalitza. Let us see Rashi. B'kedushinami, amai yasrinu lo liyevumi. By kedushin, why do we ask her that the yavam is not permitted to be miyabma? Leima isha zu kaidim shekidish baila es bas ochiv. This isha, before he made kedushin es bas ochiv, that's the elder, his brother's daughter. Becheskas hetali yibum may medes kshe yomos. She was becheskas that when the husband will die, she'll fall a yibum. Umisofik atabolo yisra. So the Gemara says, luchumre, shinuyi, tzater, tzvinish, v'machme. You're right, Mika, din she's mutali yom, v'machme. So first the Gemara asks Akash, Hai chumre dosi lidei kulo. Not every chumre is an ideal action to do. This chumre could bring a meredike kulo. Why? Zimnin da ozel hu. That means like this. That you have an isha that meikadin she should fall the yibum. Now, he made sofik kedushin. And now the Rabbanon said, she won't fall the Yibam anymore. He's not allowed to be Miyabma. That's why he's not allowed to be Miyabma. So people will start thinking, oh, you're not allowed to be Miyabma. What happened? So Kochach, so we assume that the Kedushin is a Kedushin, and she's a Tzoras Elva. So as you know what's going to happen, Zimnin the Ozel Hu, Umekadish Lo La Achoiso Kedushay Vadai. So now, this person, the Mace, he hears that his wife will not fall him. She's a tzoras elder. She's gonna go in mekadesh the sister of the elder. Vadai, kedushe vadai. And we'll say, vinami, one thing. Now, if we assume that the elder became his wife, so memelis or the sister is not mekudesh, she's a chais ishtay. Vinami, or another problem might occur, another kilka might occur. Zimnin da osi echod umekadish lo ladidei kedushe vadek. Or someone is going to go over to this erve that the mace made kedushin in her. Now he'll be mekadish or kedushe vadek. Now vikivin so meikaradin. Let's think what the ikaradin is. The ikaradin is that in these two cases. Let's say in the first case, when the mace was mekadesh tachoisa, we have to be chayish, maybe tachoisa is his wife. And the first one is not his wife. Her sister is not his wife. Because this is a kedushe vadi, maybe the first wasn't chal. The same thing if someone else will make kedushin in her, maybe she's taka the second one's wife. V'kivin da'osa lo'mar le'tzore li'yibumi. But since you're putting out a cruz that the tzore, you're not permitted to be miyabim the tzore, omri, so people will assume, oh, you're not allowed to be miyabim the tzore, so that means that the erve became his wife, and now she's a tzore herself, and that's why you can't be miyabim her. Omri, so people will say, the kama kedushin. So the kedushin that was made in the erv is a kedushin. Ud de basro. And now the second kedushin, let's say, hil mi mekadish ta ochais, achaisa, or someone else who mekadisha, lav kedushin. So that means, your chumre will bring about a moiradike kilkul. People will start saying that, by saying you can't be miyabim, the tzore, so people say, because she's a tzore's Elvis, so that means the Elvis is wife. By making the Elvis wife, will come out and be kilku. So the Gemara says, no, don't worry about this. Kivin de kamatzre chalitze, he says, no, but listen, we didn't say that she became a tzore's Elvis. We said, don't be miyabma, but we said, give chalitze. Now you see such a psak, even the kamatzches chalitze, made the yodi, the chumra balmo, so people understand the whole thing, they understand that before she was aymer liyibum. That's what was the din before. Now we said, give chalitze. So we don't understand, akochoch, she doesn't have a din of a tzora selva, because a tzora selva doesn't need chalitze. So akochoch, she's not a tzora selva. So why can't you be miyabma? Le chumra, we said you shouldn't be miyabma. Some mailers, so you have nothing but to worry about. So it's very passing by kedushin, but even though there's a chazoke that me iker adin, she should be mutal is yabim. But they said einim is yabim is luchumra. So the Gemara says, oh, so you say that luchumra. That means that even though the Chazoke says that she is mutter liyovim, but Lechumre will answer her to the yovim, and will say she needs chalitze. Ihochi gerishenami lisne, belitzercho chalitze, omei diyodi lechumre balmu. So now let's go back to my kasha. So let's talk about gerishen. You have someone who was a Torah's elder. So meikaradin, she's mutter leshuk. That's what Chazaka tells us. Chazaka told us that when a husband will die,
so the Gemara asks, so by Gerishin, let's say the same shot. Meikaradin, she is mutter leshuk because she was a Torah's elder. Now they made Tzofet Gerishin. So, Meikaradin, you still on Chazaka, you say that she's still mutter leshuk, she's still a Torah's elder. But the Chumra will say, that she should need chalitza. Yochi gave a shenami listeni, belitzel chal chalitza, made the yodi the chumra balmu. Now everyone will understand the same thing. That means if you say she needs chalitza, I'll have to be miyabma. So people will understand, manushek. If the get was a good get, why can you be miyabma? So I'll call the get is not a good get. Now we're machma, you need chalitza. The Gemara says no. Im ata oima cheletzes misyabemes. No. So the Gemara says that if you're going to say she needs chalitze, this tzoras elve this woman who was at Tzara said, you say she needs chalitza if a Safik get was given to her, to the elder. Is Mishabemis, if you say this chalitza, some people make Yibum also, and Yibum is a shrek. Because Me'ikra din we have a chazoket, that she is at Tzara Selva. So Me'ikra din is an Eishasach, and if you're gonna make from Mishnik and say chalitza, she'll be Mishabemis also, and it'll be Matra Nisra Eishasach. So, don't machman, you don't make such flumkai. So, oh, if that's the case, so let's go back to the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah, what did you say? Me'ikra din, she's muta, the Mishnah Salah Chazoke. And what we said, you give chalitza, and she should be muta, the Shabbat. And we machma, we say chalitza, but she shouldn't make you. But you told me, I knew you say that if you make chalitza, you might come to make yibum. So chinami atoima chalitza is mishyabemes. Also the same thing. So what did they accomplish? So the Gemara says with the shabim ve'in bekach klum achazoki kakan. And if there'll be yibum, it's also nishkefela. Because by a isha who's a sofik, if she became a tzoras elder. So Me'ikar Adin, there is a Din Yibum. We want to be Machma, you shouldn't make Yibum. So if it works, it works. And if it doesn't work, and don't make Yibum. So here, there's no risk in being frum. We're only gaining. We're saying, give Chalitza. That's Gevaldik. And Chalitza will solve all problems. And if any kilku will come out, he'll be giving yibum to our Isha's Mechleev yibum. So that's not good. Let us see Rashi. Obohina, chumre da'osili de'kulo. This chumre can bring about a mechle de kikula. The ozel haim mekadish v'safik. That this Mekadish Besofik, who is Mekadish the Elder Besofik, uka Mekadish la'achoyso shelzu. He'll marry now the sister of this woman who he was Mekadish.
He'll marry the sister. Kedushin Baba Shekidish Besofik, he'll marry the sister Shozu Shekidish Besofik, Kedushin Baba, he'll make Kedushin Baba. Idami, Osi Inishachini Mekadish Lolach, Mekadesh is Bekdushi Sofik, or someone else will be Mekadish, the Elve, who he had made Kedushi Sofik. Kedushi Baba, Bechaye Bala, and who'll make Kedushi Baba? And since you say that the Tzara is also Lishyabim, Lavi Yishalzu Mishim Tzara Sabas, you're saying that she now got a Din of Tzara Sabas, Omri Inshi Kedusha, Kame Vadi Havi Kedusha Gemurim. So people will say that the first Kedusha is Kedusha Gemurim. Ude Basra Lav Kedusha, Sheshis Ish Kedish, the second person who married her, it's not his wife. Or, if he married the sister, Nami Damor, and the Ozel, who Mekadish Lachaisim, he went and married the sister. Also, Lameima Laachim Isosoi, Kiesrina Litzore Liyibum. When we're gonna ask the Tzore for Yibum, Omri, so we, people are going to say the Kamaise Kedushin. So, Al Kolchoch, the first one was a Kedushin. The Basraise, that what he had married, and that's why we asked Yibum on the Torah. The Basraise, Lav Kedushin. So Mamela, her sister's marriage was not a Kedushin. Shein Kedushin Toivsim Bachais Isha. V'yisoena Ochiv Me'imoi Kinochis Ba'alme Upoga Be'elve. So what is Rashi saying? So what can come out? A calamity can come out. That means like this. It could very well be he's not married to the elder. Now, if he is not married to the Elve, so the Kedushin he made with her sister is real Kedushin. So he's married to the sister of the Elve and the Tzorah. That's who Lamaisi's matter. That could really be. Now, he's going to go, we paskin, listen, give chalitza to the Tzorah. And give chalitza to the Tzorah. So, theoretically, you give chalitza to the Tzorah, so really, the Elva sister is also a wife. Now, if the Elva sister is a wife, so, if you give chalitza to the Tzorah, so there'll be a loyivne on the Elva's sister. Fine. So if any of the brothers would marry the Elva sister, look, it could be they'll be over a lot. That could be. But there is a bigger problem that might occur. That Ochiv Me'imoi, that he has a brother Me'imoi, that there's no mitzvah of Yibum whatsoever on him, he'll be under the impression that the Elva sister never became his brother's wife. And he's going to go and marry her, and he'll be Chayiv Koris. Because really she's Eishes Ochiv Me'imoi, and there's Chayiv Koris, the Poge Be'Elva. That was the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara says, no, there's nothing what to worry about. Kimin the Kamatzachos Chalitza Litzore Mei the Yodi. Since you are Matzach Chalitza for the Tzore, so everyone will know the Kiddushin, the Basoch, if love Kiddushin, it's not a true Kiddushin. If it's a true Kiddushin, she wouldn't need Chalitza. But hi, the Loi Mishya, Bemes, Soros, Chum, Rabbaumbo. After you make this halacha, they'll get a clear picture of what is happening. So the Gemara says, Lisni, Sofik, Korev, Loi. The same thing by Gerishin. May the Yodi, the Chum, Rabbaumbo. Kloima, Ichaishis, if you're afraid. That means in the case of Gerishin. That means we had a Tzoras Elbe. And now he gave a Sufik get to the Elbe. So he chayshes, the Leil Reimri Inchi mit the Cholzo Vadai Gerishin Gemurim Ninu. So my stomach is geget. The Kodesh Lo Le Migoreshes Inish Dalma. Now if a person will marry the Migoreshes, Vaho the Kodesh Lachoiso, and then lady's gonna marry Lachoiso, so the sister, someone else will marry the Elvin, and then he'll marry the sister, the Kamaisa Kedushin. So people will say that the first one is a Kedushin, the Basrais Lav Kedushin. They take a Shlochi. Don't be afraid that this might come out. The Midaloimis Shabemis Soroso, since we say that the Tzore is not permitted to be Misyabim, so why can you be Miyabim the Tzore? So we see, because we're still Misupik, maybe she still is a Tzore Serva. May the Yodi, the Chalitza Chum Rabalme, so they understand the Chalitza is a Chum Rabalme. So the Gemara says, no, a new problem. If you'll be Mata Chalitza, so Misyabemis, if you say that a tzoras elve, now it's they made a suffer gerishin on the elve, that she needs chalitza, they might come and make yibum also. So the gemara is sachanami gabi kedushin amai chaylets is also liyibumi. V'dilme kedushi elve kedusha have kama yabim letzoras elve. So the Gemara says, "Achazoke kaime becheskas hetal yabim." Here we have a chazoke, so we have a chazoke. There's nothing to worry about. So here, for the make yibum, is echnish gefelach. Let us see Taisvis. Isha zu becheskas hetal leshuk emedes. So Taisvis says that what Rabbi said that. We're speaking about a Tzoras Elve, so she is Becheskas Heta Leshuk Emedes, that she's Becheskas, that she'll be Muta Leshuk when her husband will die. So therefore, even though he gave a Sofik get to the Elve, we say, Ishtel her, Ishtel the Tzora on her Chazok. Vim Taima, so Taisvis es, Tinach Konas Va'achakach Giresh. So Taisvah says, this is very good if when he married the Tzoret, he was married to the Elva also.
So the tzore was becheskas kshetomus bailo is shall become mutal leshut. And then later he gave a sofik get, so we say that this is not mafkiyahar from that chazoket. Shekvahavye tzora selva. She was already a tzora selva. The kishayla is, did she become a tzora selva? We still on chazok. Avo gireish v'achakach konas. But what will be the din? If it was gireish v'achakach konas, that means we hold nesuim rishayinim apilim. So what will be the din? At first he gave a sofik get to the Elbe, and then he was kindness to Tzorim. So the Tzore was never becheskas shetuta leshuk. Because when the Tzore got married, it's a suffix. It's a suffix. Is there an Elbe? Isn't there an Elbe? There's no chazake. For oi, and then Tzore says,